2 of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Talking about the Bush administration handpicked panel here. It was supposed to be on prior knowledge of 9/11, but it's since morphed into something I don't even recognize. Now, critics of the White House say that there was a deliberate policy to manipulate public opinion and create the association between Saddam and the attacks on New York and Washington. If true, such a plan has certainly been successful. A poll taken last September by the Washington Post newspaper found that 69% of Americans believe that Saddam was involved in the September 11th attacks. The Democratic presidential candidate, John Skull and Crossbones Kerry, seized on the commission's report last night. The administration misled America and the administration reached too far, he told Michigan National Public Radio. The commission's report, gee, I wonder if we can get John Kerry on this program, do you think? Probably. Just tell him we're NPR instead of RBN. Free airtime, yeah, he'll take it. The commission's report, issued at the start of the final 2 days of public hearings into the circumstances surrounding the attacks, confirmed that in the early 90s, al-Qaeda and Saddam's regime had made overtures to each other. In 94, for instance, Saddam had dispatched a senior intelligence official to Sudan to meet bin Laden, making 3 visits before he finally met the al-Qaeda leader. You know, the funny thing about this is, folks, that there's nobody in the national media is talking about the CIA being in, well, neck-twisting proximity to the great poster child here for the evil terrorist Osama bin Laden when he was in the hospital in Dubai, supposedly getting kidney dialysis. They don't talk a lot about that. And that's one of the questions that should have been put forth to this commission. You know, everybody's claiming, oh, this is just intelligence failures. Now they're telling everybody that, well, the reason why these hijacked airliners on September 11th weren't taken down, oh, it was just mass confusion on the ground. It was ground personnel that caused all the confusion. Folks, let me tell you something. That's not the way this works. If there's an aircraft that's, especially for 30 or 40 minutes, that's it's not flying according to its flight plan, that turns its transponder off, chances are, folks, this is something very bad is about ready to happen. And they have standing orders. They have jets scrambled, ready to take to the airways to bring down any airliner, any plane whatsoever, whether it's an enemy, designated enemy, or whether it's just an off-course commercial airliner. They're scrambled to go up there and take an eyeball look at the aircraft itself. So I'm not buying any of this stuff. The overthrow of the American Republic will do that this hour. And Bush officials try to cherry-pick statistics. It's still worst job creation in 60 years. Also, anti-hate net conference opens in Paris, France. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number for you local folks down here in Central Texas in the 512 area code. 428. No, I can't do that. Forget it. Scratch that. We'll be right back.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Employment numbers create a fight about jobless recovery. Bush officials try to cherry-pick the statistics, and folks, it's... Yeah, we're in an economic recovery. The problem is that nobody's going back to work. Politicians like to cherry-pick statistics that best fit their political agenda. When it comes to the current job situation, however, the Bush administration is out of luck. Two government surveys measure employment. The payroll survey collects data from 400,000 employers and is the source of the official employment figures that are reported at the beginning of each month. The household survey, as its name suggests, collects its data from about 60,000 households. Both paint the picture of a recovery with the worst job creation record since the end of World War II. The administration wants the public to believe the economy is strong and jobs are being created. So it's tried to muddy the issue by highlighting the slightly better trends in the household surveys since the beginning of the recovery in November of 2001. Its arguments is simply bad economics. Nonpartisan experts, including the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are the people who compile both sets of the numbers, the Congressional Budget Office and the President's Council on Economic Advisers are unanimous that the payroll survey provides the better measure of employment trends. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan concurs. He testified for the Senate Banking Committee on February 12th that the payroll series is the more accurate number. The payroll survey is better because it's much larger. It is checked annually against unemployment insurance tax records, in contrast to every 10 years for the household survey, and is less likely to be subject to large revisions or misreporting. The payroll survey shows that employment has fallen by 718,000 jobs since the recovery began. Michigan alone lost 2.7% of its jobs in this so-called recovery. The administration supporters counter that the payroll survey doesn't include growth in entrepreneurship and doesn't fully capture employment in new firms. Even so, the household survey, including the self-employed, shows record low averages, yearly employment growth only 0.6%, since the beginning of this so-called recovery. Now, the claim that employment is at a record high is cherry-picking at its most blatant, an attempt to find improvements that are simply not there. Yes, the number of working people has grown, but the population has grown faster. In fact, employment has grown only half as fast as what's needed just to keep even with the population growth. Failing to find solace in the employment numbers, the administration points instead to the 5.6% unemployment rate. Although the unemployment rate has fallen, it has happened because record numbers of people have abandoned the search for jobs that don't exist anymore. Long-term employment is at a peak compared to the same point in the previous four recessions. In February, nearly one-fourth of unemployed people had been out of work at least 6 months. The average employment unemployment spell is 20.3 weeks, the longest average unemployment duration in more than 20 years. Even Wall Street economists at J.P. Morgan agree that the unemployment rate is misrepresents the underlying state of job markets, the percentage of working age people in the labor market, that is, those who are working or looking for work, has dropped to its lowest rate in over 15 years. Contrary to conventional wisdom, J.P. Morgan economists claim that the latest data indicate that more men than women have been pulling out of the labor force. Goldman Sachs paints an even bleaker picture of today's slack labor market, noting that if the same proportion of people were in the labor market today as there were seeking work in March of 2001, the unemployment rate would still be almost 7.5%. A close look at the payroll and household surveys show very few cherries to pick, since both tell political bad news. We should get back to good economics instead of trying to convince the public that bad news is really good news. That's a little Orwellian, that they're trying their best to make it work. By the way, that was Elise Gould. She's an economist at the Economic Policy Institute. It's a nonprofit research institution in Washington, D.C. I understand I got Jack Blood online. Hello, Jack Blood.
Hey, John Stabmiller. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty doggone good. How you doing?
Good. I love calling into the new network on the toll-free.
Isn't that amazing?
It's great.
Heard part of your show today. Good show, by the way.
Well, thanks. John Buchanan is just a heck of a guy. You know, it's funny. Just about a year ago, he was a traditional journalist, and hanging out with guys like us, John, he is really opening his eyes and getting a huge lesson in the New World Order and passing that along to his constituents.
Well, and that's happening more and more. And I just had a caller on air today that was a trucker that travels the highways and the byways. And, yeah, he's amazed that, I can't drink while I'm talking here? No, I can't do that anyhow. I actually have an engineer now. I've got a window to look through, Jack.
Tell him to turn up the volume a little bit for me, if you could.
Okay, turn up the volume, the return a little bit. Not a problem. How's that? Is that better?
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
There, we're calibrating the network, folks.
As we speak. How's that? Is that better?
Much better.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've been getting this a lot lately. I mean, I've been talking to law enforcement. I've been talking to business people. People are waking up. We're doing our job, and even though that we're still small, and we're going to change that in the near future, the word is getting out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I have Jeff Davis, who's a fellow Texan down there, doing our show tomorrow. And, you know, part of the thing we're going to talk about and raise the question, are we winning the info war? And let me tell you, right after my show today, we had one of the listeners stop by, told me an amazing story of how he went to one of our movies, bought one of Alex Jones's videos, made copies, gave them to a military guy who gave it to a doctor, and right now it's being shown all throughout a university for the entire class, and they've been doing that for weeks. So, I mean, this is just one guy, one video, and now look what happened.
Well, and I remember years ago, we had Mark Kornke's videos, and there was one guy in Canada that took one of the, I think it was the American Apparel series of tapes, did the duplicating, and they did 30,000 copies and sent them worldwide. So we've got some people out there, Jack, that are interested in we got some people out there that are interested in the truth, and they're finding ways to get it. And but here's the point: we got to make more people aware. See, the problem I've seen so far is, Jack, that, you know, we're still right on that verge. You know, we're on the nexus here. And at one point, and it's going to happen real soon, at one point, This is just going to boil over, and there's not going to be any stopping it for the New World Order boys.
Right. I mean, if you're getting some of the same chatter I am, which I'm sure some of your listeners are privileged to hear, you're hearing that, you know, the New World Order is fighting each other. And, you know, I know some of this is psyops, but there is some truth to it as well. And that just is testimony to the damage we're doing.
Well, and damage, I don't know if that's the right term. I'd like to dismantle these
people. We're putting the hurt on them, John.
Hey, and we shall. You know, this is something, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'll steal the United Negro College Fund slogan there. You know, what we're not supposed to do in this life is die ignorant. And a lot of people are being blessed right now by waking up to a lot of the facts that they had not heard before.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the information is so compelling, and once you hear it, and once you start understanding it, it opens up such a new world, and the unlearning process starts, and you go on, you're on fire for the Lord, on fire for the truth, and people just love it, and they go crazy, and crazy in a good way, but the word is spreading, and one person is making a huge difference, and that's what we got to remember.
Well, and people have asked over the years, you know, what can I do? What can I do? We've given so much. The one thing that I want to see done, Jack, in the next year and a half, and we've got that window of opportunity, is to bury this Patriot Act. They're already talking that they want to save provisions of it. Maybe they'll let some sunset. I don't know how you feel about this, but I want the Patriot Act 1 and 2, their newly revamped TIPS program. I want it all gone.
And it's a tall order, and, you know, if we look at the glass half full, I mean, I hate to be such an optimist in such a pessimistic, negative world, John, but really, we have hope. We go out there. We roll up our sleeves. I work, you know, 15, 16 hours a day personally, and I know some of the listeners do too. And, you know, I mean, they're not going to stop us. I just cannot help but be positive that we are making some changes, good changes, and we're getting close to getting this country back again.
Well, I just had a lawyer write me a nice letter the other day. He shall go nameless here. But I had a lawyer write me with his business card attached to the letter, and he said, you know, he says, I've been listening to you, and he's basically, the guy didn't know anything. And he says, since I've been listening to your program, he says, I have learned one heck of a lot, and on issues of law also. So that's coming from a lawyer. You know, they're like mushrooms sometimes. They're grown in the dark and fed that cow manure, and, you know, we'll see what pops up. But these guys are only taught, they're not taught the law and the spirit of the law. They're just taught procedure. So we got a bunch of paper crankers out there that were graduating out of university at record paces. We are a litigious society. And quite frankly, I'm of the old school, Jack. No harm, no foul. You have no claim against me. I think they called that common law at one time.
Yeah, I mean, I like to use the knowledge that they have used against us and turn it around back on them. By them, I'm talking about, of course, the globalists and the New World Order, the Illuminati. And one of the things I read is The Art of War. And it says a warrior, in this case an info warrior, John, sees an obstacle and doesn't see it as a positive or a negative, sees it as an opportunity. And right now, that's how I see our situation, is it's an opportunity to make things, not only get things back where they were, but make them better than ever before. And, you know, just so many good people out there who are living for this and living this life, and this is what's making the difference. I mean, you can just see from 2 years ago the difference to today, and it's astounding.
All right, Jack, we're up against the break here. I appreciate it a lot, my friend. By the way, a caller had called in. Are you going to Colorado, by the way?
I think so. I'm still up in the air on it.
Well, I haven't had no contact from Rick Stanley here, and I think it's this weekend, and I've got no airline tickets. Tell you what, why don't you call me after the program tonight at home when you get a chance?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available.
Take some more calls here at 800-313-9443. Folks, avail yourself. This is the opening day of Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the air. I'd like to thank Global Crossing Group, Stars, Encore people. Oh, gosh, phone people. It's been a labor of love, a lot of work. I forgot what it was like to set up a network. It's a lot of work. Let's go back to the phones. I do believe I got Dave in Massachusetts here. Hello, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
Good. Had the privilege of meeting you in Rhode Island a few months ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a pleasure hearing you speak, and I just enjoy your program so much. The question I have, and I tried to call Jack Blood today, but he's just swamped with calls. He's, climbing that corporate ladder, and I just can't get through when I used to be able to get through all the time.
Ah, well, that's...
Hope you have the same problem.
Yeah, that's what happens with exposure.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling is a few days ago I heard about massive naval movements, and was that a hoax?
No.
I haven't heard anything about it since.
No, I don't think it is a hoax. And I read the entire list off yesterday. Came from our intelligence sources here in and around Texas, and it is a massive naval movement. Most of the ships are going one of two places. The bulk of them are heading toward the Persian Gulf, and the other is in the vicinity of Taiwan and China.
Mm.
Yeah.
And has anyone with any credibility given any type of speculative opinions?
No. Even Joe Skousen, I read off of his website, he basically had the same information. They don't know what this is for. They just know that it's going on. But they don't have any idea why it's going on. Nothing has been on the news. Nothing whatsoever.
Mm. That's incredible. I mean, how they can do that and it just be complete media blackout? Even the families of the Navy personnel know what's going on. I don't know. All right. I just wanted to you know, hear it from a credible source. Apparently, I missed your that portion of the program yesterday, but I just haven't heard anything about it today, and I was just wondering.
And you probably won't either. That's why it's important for a radio station such as this. Well, we need to be bigger, and we need to be in everybody's face, so we'll embarrass the snot out of these people every time that they decide to drop the information curtain on America.
Yeah. Well, I would like to encourage everyone nationwide, and I know it's a nationwide program. I grab as many videos as I can from as many sources, and I've got four VCR duplicating machines, and I just pump these things out all over the place. Actually, the Lord's put in my hands, I've got a two-hour stint on a radio station up in Taunton, Massachusetts, and I'm really enjoying the opportunity to spoon-feed Pablum out there and then just go very gently, kind of like your you know, presentation. And I just love the, you know, listening to this radio station. I get to hear Alex Jones, and then I get to hear you. And what a beautiful balance between the two is, you know.
It's about the information. Hey, I thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take Bye-bye. Care. Dorothy in Florida, you're up next. Hello, Dorothy.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
Great. Before I make any further comment, I would first like to know, if you can answer this for me, we see, you know, the corruption that is going on in the present administration. What sort of a choice do we have with the other candidate that is running if he's elected?
Well, Dorothy, the best way I can answer that is if you were of the political paradigm, left-right paradigm, forget all that, because it doesn't matter now. Now they have their own ring knocker in there. They have another skull and bones guy, and the fix is in. So you're going to have John Kerry as a choice. There are other candidates out there that they're trying their best not to give them any national notice whatsoever. But you don't have a choice.
I want to thank you so much for that comment, because that's exactly the way I see it. It's left wing, right wing. They both are flapping on the same old bird.
That's
the way that I look at it. But at least let us look at it from this perspective. We know that the moral climate of this country is just going down and going under. Whatever President Bush has up or whatever his administration is doing, he at least is not standing there and putting it in our face that we will go along with the agendas of those who want to get married to the same sex, to a whole lot of other issues. Most of us really vote our pocketbooks. We really do. And we do not look at the moral issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why that is not factored in above all. If we still have two bad candidates, I would vote for Hitler if he would just keep the homosexuals away from me.
Well, and this is something that the politicians, Dorothy, and it's a shame, because ethics and morality are out the window with the Constitution itself. So what we do is we vote on issues, the issues that they want to bring up that they think's important. They give us lip service, but it's all the same old political rhetoric over and over again. I mean, I just read the national job picture here. You know, there's about 7.5% of Americans, and these are just the ones that are on the rolls here. But we've got better than 7.5% unemployment in this country, and they're saying that we're in a recovery. This is supposed to make you feel better. Do you feel better?
Well, I feel fine, because the way I see it, the Illuminati and all of the wickedness, Apostle Paul said that it will wax worse and worse. This thing is going to go exactly like God's word says. It's good for programs like yours to give out information for survival and for any current ploys that are going on to help us out, which are very helpful. But it really, when it comes down to it, as the family of God, and I'm talking about those that are listening.
Dorothy, hang on 1 second. We got to take the break. Just hang on 1 second. We'll be right back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
I wanted to make a comment about what you had said, dear, about, you know, this being, and you didn't use the exact term biblically prophesied, but, you know, I'm of the opinion here that even the Illuminati and the globalist got in with the writings here. And, you know, I can only, when I read the Bible, the only thing I see are things like, if you'll turn your nation, you know, back to God, that it'll heal the land. So, you know, I'm not counting this out in the final Armageddon here. I do believe that we can spare this country and we can defeat the New World Order. It didn't give us a timeline in that deal, by the way. And the only thing I got to do is keep working here until he pulls the plug on everything.
Well, you're right in that instance, but trust me, the scriptures makes it vividly clear that it is not in man to save himself, and that will never happen. It's time now. Time has come full circle, and that's why I appreciate the gentleman that's up there, and his name has just escaped me up there with the Q Files in Montana.
Oh,
this young man,
Steve
he
Quill.
Really.
Yeah.
Knows Jesus Christ, and we better stop taking this as a joke. I'm talking about it is time for true Christian believers to start forming prayer groups all across this country and praying, because the church is up and out of here, regardless to those who do not believe in the rapture. See, Christ is going to come and get his bride. And time has come full circle, and the scriptures are literally walking off the page. So we will not get back America, and we will not save it, and we will not stop the Illuminati, because what God has ordained, no man will stop it. We're just out of time.
All right.
Thank you for letting me make my comment.
Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. I appreciate your call. Yes, Steve, by the way, will be on this network. He'll be on from 5 to 6 Central Time. Let's go back to the phones. Michael in Hawaii. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. First-time caller from Hawaii. And I think you do need to turn the volume up because I can barely hear you. I'm way out here in the middle of the Pacific.
Okay. In the middle of the Pacific? You're on board a ship?
No, I'm here in Honolulu.
Okay. Well, how are you listening to the program?
I'm listening via the Internet.
Okay.
real quick, did you hear it when you talked to Jack Blood tonight? You might want to ask him if everything's all right with his email system. I think he may have ticked some more people off because I've been trying to send you some emails today, and it says something's wrong with his email. So you might want to check on that. Did you hear Jack Blood's?
Okay, we lost him. Okay, sorry about that, Michael. If you can call back, and Eugene, he said our feed on the internet is a little bit low. Okay. What's that? Okay. All right, fine. Any other callers here? No? Okay. All right, let me move on here to something else. Sorry about that, Michael. We lost your call. We don't know how that happened. It didn't happen at this end. Yeah, Andy HateNet conference opens. Oh, boy. Experts gathered in Paris on Wednesday seeking a common approach to combating racist, anti-Semitic, and xenophobic propaganda on the Internet believed to be the chief factor in rising numbers of hate crimes. Officials from more than 60 countries, no, tell you what these are, folks. These are people who are finding out what's going on, and they don't like it. Now, officials from more than 60 countries were attending a two-day conference aimed at finding ways to keep racist information off the web without compromising free speech and freedom of expression. Good luck. The dilemma, acute because the Internet is both global and tough to regulate, was shown by the widespread and illegal sharing of music online that has confounded record companies. Terror groups have also used the Internet to plot attacks. I got a suggestion for the record companies. You want to start putting reasonable prices on your CDs. That might go a long way. People may want to buy them. I think you can download songs now. I think it's Napster, is it, Eugene? It's like $1.50 for a song? Well, $1.50, okay. So if I had a CD that I wanted to buy and it was like $8 or $9, I would probably want to buy the CD versus, you know, downloading one song. But at any rate, officials in countries like France, which have experienced a surge in anti-Semitic violence in the past several years, are pushing for tougher regulations to curb online hate speech. By the way, I've got Michael back from Hawaii. Hello, Michael. I don't know what happened there, my friend.
Well, it's growing pains on the new network, I guess. Were you able to hear Jack's program today when he was talking with John Buchanan?
Yeah, I heard parts of it.
Parts of it? Okay. Did you hear the part where he was talking about how he felt like the Bush administration was going to be brought down before the elections? Did you hear that part?
No, I missed that.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask your opinion on that. What your thoughts were on that? He was talking about that the elements in the CIA had determined that they were just they're going to pull out all the stops and just bring the Bush administration down before the elections. In light of Bush and Cheney both getting criminal lawyers for themselves and stuff. And so I was just wanting to know if you had heard anything about that, or what your assessment was of the situation.
Well, and this is a little late in the game. I mean, what is this? Getting on to the third week of June here.
Yeah.
It's a little late to probably do that, because if that scenario would follow suit, look what happened with who was the vice president that left that was with Tricky Dick?
Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew, that's right. He got pulled out because of some income tax discrepancies, but then we ended up with who? We ended up with a Rockefeller in the White House. Now,
yep.
If Dick Cheney, and he's just as culpable as Mini-Me is, George W., this might be the first time in American history that the president and vice president goes at the same time. But what would scare me most about that scenario, let's leave this clown right out his presidency here. And unlike what happened with Bill Clinton, there were lawsuits from here to Kansas City against Bill Clinton, but he's being protected. But I would really like to see Bush brought to trial after he's out of the White House. Because, you know what, I don't think that this does any good for this country, and if they pull Bush out, Cheney becomes president, who do you think he might pick as VP?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the scary part. But, again, you know, we're going back into that political thing that, well, we're given a choice here between the Skull and Bones and Skull and Bones guy, so...
That's right. Well, regardless, stimulating talk show, John, and congratulations on the new network.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and we'll look into that that internet. You going to check the volume on that? Yeah, we're going to do that. You're not doing that right now, though. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, John. Congratulations on your great work.
Thank you.
Today it was announced here in our local media that our sheriff, for the whatever reason, he is the first in the country to put facial recognition cameras and many other things that go piggyback onto that into the patrol cars here with the sheriff of Pinellas County.
And where is that in Florida?
St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Pinellas County. I'm giving you a heads up because you might want to hit the internet, St. Pete Times internet site and download that. It's quite a good article for your show.
I will do exactly that. Anything else for us, John?
That's, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Another John in Florida. Got a lot of Johns in Florida today. Hello, John in Florida.
How you doing, John? I called you before. Congratulations on the new network. And I just got my Innocence Portrait. I got that off of Alex Jones, and I think everybody ought to buy that. It shows 170 million people murdered throughout the world in the last 100 years, and it's pretty good.
And the name of the video, again, is?
Innocence Portrayed. And, you know, these gun control people, when they talk about that, they need to see this.
All right. Well, I have not spoken to Alex, I think, one time in the last couple of months. If he's got a new video out, I haven't seen it yet.
It's the one that Jews for the Preservation of Firearms made.
Okay. Aaron Zellman.
Zellman.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. And people need to buy this and see it. And you show this to people that are for gun control, and they'll shut right up. This will really open their eyes.
You know, the funny thing about Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, him being Jewish, you know, he is never called by any network to do any program. They'll bring up a lot of people. They always bring up the NRA for their pro-gun stance, but they won't touch Aaron Zellman.
You maybe need to get him on your show.
Oh, and I will. I've had him on the program in the past, but we're going to be doing a lot more interviewing.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Good luck, John.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Going back to the story here about them trying to control the internet. Now, they're saying here that officials in countries like France, which has experienced a surge in anti-Semitic violence in the past several years. Folks, this is not anti-Semitic, and I'll tell you what's going on around the world. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you pull back that curtain, you see this befuddled, scared little man. He's behind a microphone, and he's got his special effects, and I am the Wizard of Oz, you know. The curtain is being pulled back. By the way, it wasn't the straw man, or the tin man, or the cowardly lion, or even the chick wearing the ruby red slippers. It was Toto. That was the only one that had sense to pull back the curtain and expose the great Wizard of Oz. But what's going on here is worldwide, people are finding out about Zionism. And how this is unfairly portraying the Jews. You know, I've said this on this program, and I'll continue to repeat this, is I am not anti-Semitic. I've got a lot of good friends that are Jews. But they don't subscribe. They're not liberal, dripping liberal, mindless people. They're not out to destroy the foundations of America. They're not out to destroy the moral standing or ethics that they apply themselves to. No. But what is going on worldwide is people are finding out about the Zionists, period. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it's people like the ADL that are saying that, oh, no, well, all anti-Semitism is the same. No, it's not. Because if I were to apply that same logic, you know, am I anti-Catholic because I wanted the predatory priest out of the diocese in this country? Absolutely not. Am I every time I see a priest, do I think to myself, well, this man's a sexual predator? Absolutely not. So I am not anti-Catholic, no more than I am anti-Jew. But I am anti-Zionist, and they hide under this umbrella for protection. You know, all these hate laws are coming online. Well, there's a good reason for that. Because you can't hire Guido 24/7 to watch your back. So what you've got to do is get laws passed and legislation. Well, you can't breathe a word of what some of these criminals are up to. That's what this is all about. So, you know, we're going to watch this real closely. The story goes on to say that we are at a particular hinge moment in our common fight against intolerance. Now, there's that word I warned you about last hour. You know, you've got to tolerate the homosexuals. You've got to tolerate your children being indoctrinated now in the public schools about homosexuality and lesbianism, that this is being put forth to our children as this is an alternative, and it's a healthy lifestyle, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my simple analogy to that is just this. Take the homosexuals on a desert island, put them on one island, put the lesbians on another island, make sure that they can't swim across the channel here to propagate. Guess what? In one lifetime, both populations are dead. Now, how natural is that? And folks, homosexuality and lesbianism has been around since mankind has been around. But it's never been sanctioned by the state is the difference. Now, France has noted a clear relationship between racist, anti-Semitic, and xenophobic propaganda and hate crime. U.S. Assistant Attorney General Dan Bryan acknowledged the American approach differs from that of other countries. He says, we believe that government efforts to regulate bias-motivated speech on the Internet is fundamentally mistaken. At the same time, he says, however, the United States has not stood and will not stand by idly when individuals cross the line from protected speech to criminal conduct. Ah, well, how is it a crime, ladies and gentlemen? How is it a crime if I talk about Zionist? How is it a crime if I think that it's unnatural, unholy, not good for the family unit, the backbone of America here, that I speak out against homosexuality and lesbianism? And again, let me repeat this. This has been around. What they're seeking is to be legitimized, okay? Everybody is legitimized as being a human being. What I don't want is your sexual practices known to young minds. Left alone, and there's been many, many studies on this, and I got to bring up some experts on this because this is one of my hot topic buttons. It clearly shows, study after study after study has been shown, that if you indoctrinate children, that there is a good chance that they'll grow up to be a homosexual or a lesbian. But left alone, that they'll follow the tendencies of natural selection here. You know, in that regard, I mean, I've been using what's the straight people called nowadays? What? Probably called freaks. Well, thank you very much. But at any rate, we're being told that, you know, this is all normal, and you got to tolerate people that have different lifestyles. Look, before it was in the closet, and that's where it should stay. I am not one to, you know, beat the bushes looking for homosexuals. I mean, like I said, folks, they've been around for a number of years. But what I am against is the propagandizing of our young minds. You know, I don't want anybody making a choice until they're after the age of 18. If then, you know, 21 sounds better to me, but 18, leave them alone and see where the children gravitate to. It's going to be something normal and healthy. Heterosexual is the word I was looking for. Now, Bryant said the United States believes the best way to reduce hate speech was to confront it head on by promoting tolerance, understanding, and other ideas that run counter to racism. Now, many conference speakers said that part of the problem was the websites with anti-Semitic or racist propaganda are often housed in the United States. That's because we got free speech here, and they hate us for that. But I don't foresee any terrorist attacks against the United States because we have free speech. Now, experts noted there are signs that the population online hate is getting worse. Now, Barnier cited a recent report in Britain that showed the number of violent and extremist sites had ballooned by 300% in the last 4 years to 15, and I don't know what this is, folks, my apologies, OSCE countries surveyed. In Denmark, a computer virus tracking company said Friday that junk email with right-wing slogans in German hit computer users in three countries, claiming that foreigners were bilking Social Security and bankrupting public health services. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, a 55 country body that promotes security and human rights. Oh, there's that secular human rights deal. Organized a conference with French government backing. Algeria, Egypt, Israel, Jordan, Morocco, and Tunisia have also sent envoys. The meeting is one of the conferences on anti-Semitism and racism this year. Berlin hosted these. So, you know, folks, hate speech. You know, what? Hate speech. No, I don't think that the homosexual agenda should be adopted in school systems. Is that hate speech? You know, and I've known homosexuals over my lifetime. I've met them before. I don't hate those people. I feel sorry for them because most of them that I have ever met are miserable individuals. Same with the lesbians. You know, but that's their bailiwick. You know, their personal happiness is their own thing. But what I can't stand is when it's promoted as being normal and healthy. I don't see anything normal or particularly healthy about it, especially in the days of AIDS. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, John Statman here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Bush White House created violence, the overthrow of the American Republic, Part 60. Sherman Skolnick, Skolnick's Report.com. He says, to further the overthrow of the degenerate, backward Saudi royals and to seize the Saudis' oil fields, the Western oil cartel continues to murder foreign oil executives including Americans resident in Saudi. I'm sure that means that are staying in Saudi Arabia. This to justify bringing emergency troops into eastern Saudi Arabia to grab the oil facilities. U.S., British, and French forces will be the Saudi oil facilities occupiers and overlords. France has been previously blocked since one-sided agreement since 1922 from dipping into the Middle East oil fields. French possession of the films and other proof of an American CIA, British intelligence, British royals complicity in the murder of Kennedy is a device to strong-arm and blackmail the Bush White House and Queen Elizabeth II, according to Sherman. A great flare-up of supposedly unrelated violence to be falsely blamed onto Arab terrorists rather than covert espionage special forces is now to be expected. Why? Disgruntled and restive top U.S. military brass admirals and generals persist in vowing to arrest Commander-in-Chief George W. Bush for treason, including staying silent after Daddy Bush told him of some great impending violence, which was September 11th of 2001. With the younger Bush going along with Daddy's prearranged military stand down, including staying silent about the pulling of the World Trade Center Twin Towers and WTC Building Number 7 with prior inserted internal explosives, Larry Silverstein, leasing boss of WTC, used the secretive architectural term pulling on post 9/11 TV show when discussing how Building 7 fell down many hours after the morning with no flying object having hit the building. Now, to keep up the on the oil side, to keep up the oil price, the cartel has arranged to blow up one or more Iraqi oil pipelines and to murder a top Iraqi oil official. Saddam Hussein's wife and daughter visited him in person in supposedly U.S. custody. They say it was not him. I reported that several weeks ago. Apparently, U.S. has in custody a superior put-together double, a virtual twin. In the fall of 2003, Kurdish militia seized what they thought was Saddam, imprisoned him in a hole, and asked the Bush White House for ransom. The Kurds wanted $40 million in promises of Kurdish independence. The Kurds, with U.S. troops as stage grabbers, turned over Saddam. When the Kurds persisted in their demands for the ransom, the Bush crime family, notorious cheapskates, refused to pay. Instead, as arranged by Daddy Bush, former head of the U.S. secret political police, and the handler and supervisor of son George in the Oval Office, arranged to silence the Kurds. At a huge Kurd gathering, the American CIA blew up the place, killing and seriously wounding 200 top Kurdish tribal and other leaders. The real Saddam Hussein is most likely parked in the basement in Moscow. This was reported in April of 2003, shortly after the U.S. invasion, without a declaration of war in Iraq. Well, the real Saddam, not his virtual twin, is too dangerous to be publicly put on trial. He was created by the American CIA, sheepishly admitted in detailed report by the CIA News Wire Service, United Press International. They claim to have been able to find and interview numerous current and former CIA officials about the spy agency's role in creating Saddam. Also, the Reagan-Bush White House, ran actually by Vice President Daddy Bush, supplied Saddam with various ingredients for horrendous weapons. That's documented in Spider's Web by Alan Friedman, published back in 1993. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I'm going to be working real hard to put together the entire lineup for the network. We hope you're enjoying this, and we hope you're spreading the word. Tell a friend. Tell everybody, time is short. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material you
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
On our way down, we must see.